weeknights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to the Grassroots Show. It's the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions joining together to talk about local music. And we've got a fun event to talk about here tonight. It's kind of pretty in-depth how it has come together and what it is involving. And we're excited to tell you about that, but that's coming up tonight. Bob Cupp with you, Mr. Utah Burgess as well. Good to see you, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
Back in the friendly confines of the Grassroots Studio.
With brand new microphones.
Hey, we refurbished while you were gone.
Yeah, I'm like, woo, we're moving on up for sure.
So how about that? It sure is.
Great. Sure is.
Some new microphones. So now we do have a fun event coming up that we're going to be talking about here tonight that is coming up on the north shore of Pittsburgh, on the north side, basically. And it's a women's music festival, but everyone is invited. But it's tied into Mother's Day weekend, which is really cool, at Allegheny City Brewing. It's called Everyone and Their Mother Fest, and it's going to be, again, a music festival with lots of other vendors, and it's going to be an event that you're going to want to be at because there's going to be some incredible musicianship going on all that day, starting at 1, running till 10 o'clock that night.
And shopping galore.
That's right. So, and it's kind of tied into Tunes, Brews, and a Shopping Excuse, which is a kind of a pop-up entity, and we'll explain all of that because our special guests tonight include Jess Davis, who is part of two different bands, including Caffeine and Tourmaline, but also an all-women supergroup out of Pittsburgh called Guild of Gaia, and she's accompanied by Lyle Borger, who we know part of the band Massive Hawk, Ragu Festival, and we'll get an update on Ragu because that's usually something we're talking about this time of year because it's coming up like next week or so, but there has been a change this year, so we'll let Lyle explain that, but that's part of tonight's show here. We are getting geared for our own little get-together called the Band Jam. We'll talk about that, but also even before that, kind of maybe your Band Jam warm-up sort of, the end of July. It is Corey's Cruise in honor of Corey Comparator back again, but this year Utah moving to the Big Butler Fair.
Yeah, and they're going to have their bike run again, which was just off the hook last year with attendance on that. And following the run, you know, the bikes are all going to return to the fairgrounds. They're going to have the band Thieves playing there for a little bit. They're going to have activities all throughout the day. And then later that evening, they've got Gary Burke III that's going to kick off the concert portion of that. And then Coffey Anderson will be the headlining act for that show. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a full, fun day for a great cause at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. And Corey'sCruise.com, you can find all of your information there.
All right. That's on Saturday, July 25th. So circle your calendar for that. Also, well, not quite a month later, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd. We're looking forward to that. Tickets are available right now, thebandjam.com. You can find out all the information, and we certainly have to thank our friends at Ram Automotive because they're presenting the singer-songwriter in a round again this year, Thursday, August 20th at 7. Also, some of the sponsors of our show here tonight are part of Band Jam, Build the Scene, and Music from the 412. Also, Back Home Barbecue and Brew are part of the fun this year. We're looking forward to a couple of, speaking of warm-ups, special events surrounding that as well.
Yeah, we're going to, speaking of the singer-songwriter thing too, which we love kicking, we're going to kick the Band Jam off even earlier this year with the singer-songwriter in the round, and that's going to be at Back Home Barbecue on June 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m., sort of a lead-up to their third year anniversary that they've got going on that weekend. But we'll be able to announce next week who the songwriters will be for that. But it'll be a chance for you to come out and, start to get into the Band Jam spirit a little bit, support local business, local entity that supports local music, and get your Band Jam tickets if you haven't already. And if you have, either way, you might be able to get a little something special from Back Home Barbecue, which we'll discuss as we continue promoting this event.
All right, so another circle of the calendar. That's Wednesday, June 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. And Back Home Barbecue and Brew, great location. They're on the Mars Evans City Road. Fantastic food, great beverages, and they support wholeheartedly local music. They have local acts in there all the time.
Yes, they do. So it's great to have them aboard.
Absolutely. So we look forward to that, and that'll be coming up. Of course, also, thanks to Jazz's Rockin' Road Show. Happy in the past week. Antarctica Ambassadors Day or week or whatever that was.
Yeah, and the 24th was Antarctica Ambassador, and so, you know, he's having been there twice now. He is definitely an ambassador for that, still talks very fondly of it, and he's got his sights set on Everest now. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if you're following along, really? Dead serious. So I... Tune in to Jazz's Rock and Road Show and follow along. You can find that on Music from the 412. That's where they always debut and appear. They're there on the online part. They air them, you know, each time an episode drops, they air them throughout the week. And, of course, he has his own YouTube channel as well.
Okay. And, of course, Quality Life Services, we thank them for their support. And Ms. Linda Weber, who does great work designing the Grassy Award and, of course, a lot of different things. Congratulations recently on the drop of your new single from the band Noble Hops. Music Man, the artwork for that particular single, Linda Weber.
Yeah, I love it. Yep, absolutely.
And, of course, Liberty Corner Tavern, where you can quench your thirst on a Thursday with the Thirsty Thursday Acoustic Nights. They're part of the Band Jam sponsorship.
And that's a big hit, every first and third Thursday. That's really just taken hold. And we were talking when Elena was down there here a couple of weeks back, we were talking about when we started this. We started that pre-COVID. And so it's been going that long.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, we had to break, obviously, for COVID everybody else did in the world. But, yeah, that started pre-COVID. In fact, we had an artist up from Nashville that Saturday before or that Thursday before the world shut down. So, yeah. So that was kind of brought it to a halt for a little while. But then, you know, Mark's been gracious enough to pick it back up. He's been sponsoring the Band Jam last couple of years. So right there in Freeport, right on the corner, 500 Market Street. 7:30 to 9:30 on Thursdays, first and third Thursday.
Love it, love it. Thank you, Mark, for the support. And, of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee House, who up to sponsor our show here tonight, but also do the Center Stage sponsorship, where we present what's coming up at the Band Jam or one of the acts that you're going to get to see at the Band Jam. We do that every Friday morning a little after 7:30.
Yeah, you shouldn't miss that. You get your sports update, you know, Bob telling you how the Buckles are just kicking ass, and then you roll right into the Band Jam spotlight. And thanks to Barry for doing that. He's been a part of that now for a few years, part of this show for many years, and he's just a long-time entity. Support local businesses like him.
Yep, and part of a Grassy Award-winning act,
the Rumble,
as well. Well, let's get into the music here, because you got something special coming up. And speaking of our show and guests, like we have Jess Davis and Lyle Borger tonight, we have a visitor coming in a few weeks to talk about a very special event over at a place that we love to talk about, Biker's Brewhouse.
Yeah, and also the Corey's Cruise, which we did just talk about. Gary Burke's going to be a part of that. And so we're going to kick the show off tonight with Gary Burke III. He's recently dropped a brand new single called Who I Used to Be. And sort of the backstory, you know, about that is just, you know, in this world, someone's always going to have something to say about you or what you're doing. And the important thing is regardless of what anything thinks about you or says about you, you know, the most important part of life is growth. And if people want to talk bad, let them and tell them who you used to be, or in Gary's case, who I used to be. And they got another big show coming up too, the Bike Nights at Biker Brew House. We're going to have Larry Wilson on here in a few weeks. And he's going all out with these things this year, and he's got a few bands from this area. The Ragged Company's going to be a part of it, Noble Hop, Sour Mash, and then Gary Burke is doing a big country night kickoff thing up there on July 9th. Well, the Bike Nights would have already started, but they've got a big concert built around this on July 9th. Mark your calendars. Make sure you are a part of that.
Wow, and that's not too far over the Ohio line. You can't miss it.
No, it's not far at all.
You know, you can't miss it, right along Interstate 80 heading over into Ohio. So Biker's Brewhouse, Google it up and make sure you're there for some of the fun. Even if you're just passing through, it'd be a perfect stop to get a good bite to eat and catch some local music. We love that. Hey, we're going to follow that up with something brand new as well, but sort of something you've heard before, because it was performed live in this studio and it has now been dropped as a single by the great band Called to Be Saints. We want to appreciate Chad sending over the brand new single they just dropped as of Friday, April 17th, is an official single. But we got a little taste of it live in the studio, and what magic that was. Man, what a talented band they are.
Oh, yeah.
Called to Be Saints and their song, Where Are You Going? We'll follow the Gary Burke III tune, and then we'll talk with Jess Davis, Lyle Borger about a bunch of stuff going on around the area, including in May. It's all happening tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Big shout out to the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler, presenting this opening segment of our show.
Oh, ago.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, being brought to you by our Center Stage sponsor, previewing the Band Jam every Friday morning. And, of course, they have been a part of this show for a whole bunch of years. And that's Cummings Candy and Coffee, and their four locations to serve you around the area, including their Main Street location, which is a downtown Butler staple and has been for a century plus. But, well, they're probably working a century and a quarter now. How about that?
Yeah. And a connection to a Grassy Award there also, Bob.
Well, that's right. Mr. Barry Cummings, part of the Rumble Band, the hard rockin' trio that wanted to. It's hard to believe that we're talking about stuff like that a couple of years ago now. It's what it is.
But it's time to start thinking Grassies. It's the end of April. And in 2 months, voting's going to be open.
I know. You're scaring me.
My list is right here. It's a good list.
I got to arm wrestle myself down to what I'm going to whittle it down to.
And then we're going to arm wrestle even further.
And then we're going to fight everybody in the archives around here on finalizing it all. So that's the fun part of it. So, yeah, it's coming quick. That's why I was getting nervous when I said, wow, here we are, April 24th. Sixth already. So, hey, we're going to talk about, speaking of music festivals, we just talked about the Band Jam, of course, and the preview, of course, but we're going to talk about a couple of different things that are coming up for folks to be a part of in the coming year. We want to welcome to our show Mr. Lyle Borger, who has been on many, many times with us. Lyle, good to see you back.
Good to see you.
And also joining Lyle is Jess Davis, who is a musician from the Pittsburgh area. Where are you from, Jess?
I'm originally from Sarver, and I live up in Newcastle now.
Oh, okay. So you're surrounding us here, where our location is. Well, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And you're part of a couple of different things that we're going to talk about tonight, including a women's music festival coming up in May. So we look forward to that, but we'll talk about some cool connections to that, because this is going to be an all-female music festival down basically on the north side of Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
So we'll dig into that and have a little bit of music surrounding that. But Lyle, first up, this time of year, we're always thinking about a big festival that you've put on probably longer than the Band Jam.
I was going to say, he's been a staple of the show now for several years because we bring him in to talk about this every year.
Yeah. And that's, of course, Ragu Festival, and I have been following, you've been keeping people up to date on the progressions, and unfortunately, it is not going to happen this year just for circumstance.
Not in the cards this year, apparently. You know, sometimes the universe has other plans, so.
Yeah.
But, and several other events this year I see that I expect to see every year just aren't happening either. Garefest is another big one. There's three main ones that are kind of friend group of bands are all tightly involved with, and one is Ragu and Garefest, and then the other one that is happening this year is Funky Fest, and it's actually at about a month later than it normally is this year. It's in July, so that's the only surviving one right now, and that's down at the Gibbon Glade down by Nemacolin, and I don't know if you've ever been down there, but they have events down there all summer long.
Okay. Okay, so look forward to that.
That's a beautiful area down there.
Yeah, definitely. And it's down like between two big mountain peaks. Like it's a crazy little festival ground.
So. I know if we drive to Deep Creek, we go down into that area, and it's just beautiful travel down into that
definitely
area. Yeah. So the name of that one again?
Funky Fest.
And they have a Facebook page for that?
Yeah, it's the Band Habitats show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That they throw every year. And, you know, I think they're at year seven. I think this is year seven for them. So
I think this puts an interesting spin, Utah, though, on the challenges of putting on an event, you know, because people, I'm sure the average listener out there will hear, you know, there's, you know, band jam going on and Ragu and, you know, Music for the Cure and all these different events. You know, we're going to be talking about the big Everyone and Their Mother Fest event. You know, all these festivals or music events, there's a lot that goes in to putting them on. You know, people hear the date and they'll think, oh, cool. You know, people showed up, put some sound out, invited some bands.
Snap your fingers.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think this puts a spin on the efforts people go through. Lyle, you're as versed in this as anybody. You know, putting on an event, there's a lot of tangibles to it, much more than just inviting people to show up. I mean, it starts right off the bat with insurances, making sure you're protected nowadays because everybody has to be protected. And it just, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into putting everything together.
I mean, and it's a gamble from the get-go because it could rain all weekend. It's Pennsylvania, you know, it could go from being beautiful. I've had ones where Thursday it was gorgeous. I mean, it was the best weather you could imagine. And by Friday it's pouring down rain, you know, it's always a gamble to start with before you even get there, you know? So,
yeah. So just food for thought for the average listener out there that, respect is due to those that put on these events because there's just so many hills to climb, first of all. And then when you're at the top of the hill, you're hopefully you're not sliding off because it's a mudslide.
Right.
And why you should buy your tickets early also, because it helps the organizers plan and know what they're facing, what they have to do, logistics. If you got to bring in porta-johns.
Yeah.
And you got want enough vendors, all of that. It's important. If you're planning on going, get your tickets and say you're going. Don't mark interest and say you're going.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Go.
Definitely.
And go.
Yeah. Yeah. Get organized and make your plans.
Definitely.
And again, they're just that's why tickets go on sale so early.
Right.
Because everything has to be booked in and you get support too. I mean, that can enhance what you're going to present as a show promoter
Well.
If you're getting your 100% response.
If you know what's coming through the door is already going to be bigger than you were thinking, then you know, oh, geez, I got more people to entertain. Got to step up my game, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we'll keep an eye on Ragu, and I'm sure there will be other things that you'll be involved in.
Yeah, I'm hoping to slip in something a little later this year. Just we're always real early in the year when we throw it, and things just didn't line up. And so hopefully something will work out for later in the year, and we'll try to do something. We'll even call it the same thing, because if I can get it in this year and call it the same thing and not kill my run of shows, you know, other than 2020, I've had one since 2011.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, you just get one in. Yeah, even
right.
Even if it's in your backyard, just get it in so you can keep that going. Seriously, I've done that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been faced with that challenge, and you accept that challenge knowing that you're probably one of the first festivals to happen each year in the month of May. And I mean, I got married 36 years ago in the month of May. It was 93 degrees that day.
Right.
I've sat with my mom around a fire along the Allegheny River in 28 degree weather on Memorial Day. So you just don't know what you're going to get. But I, you know, and you always bring that up saying, we don't know what we're going to get, but we're hoping for the best.
We've had that kind of weather stretch from Friday to the Sunday. You know, it's been beautiful on Friday and snowing by Sunday morning. So it's May in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So,
well, good stuff. Well, as far as Ragu, the name, you have a whole side entity that actually is going to tie us into what we're going to talk about here tonight as well, but the Ragu Collective. Give us a little background to that.
Yeah, like, so the second Ragu, which was at the Super Rock Dunes, we decided to make an entity called the Ragu Collective, and we made some T-shirts, and then that kind of just wasn't a thing for several years until recently. I kind of decided that, you know, I needed a little more branding than just my Facebook profile to throw shows. So we kind of made a page and brought that terminology back, and have also kind of been diving into live video of events. Basically every event I go to or play at, getting multi-cam angles and trying to get the multi-tracks off the board, and just kind of archiving all that. Over time, I'm kind of hoping eventually the AI will be good enough that I'll just be able to be like, make this whole multi-cam video up of this thing and feed it to it and make the thing, you know, cause it's just very labor intensive to mix down 4 or 5 video angles with audio and get something that's good, at the end of it. We do it. But it's just very labor, very time intensive, a lot of head scratching type stuff to make everything presentable. So, yeah. But, I've been archiving everything I can, everything I go to, and putting up cameras, and that's a part of it. And, trying to mix down multi-track for bands that we're friends with when we get the audio, you know, from the board with multi-track and give them something to have to present as well. So, yeah.
And so that option is out there. If somebody out there is looking for something, I mean, you guys have staging and everything. You're actually helping with the event we're going to be diving into first here.
Me and Jess both own a large stage, 24x8 panels. So it's, you know, it could be 40x16, or we try to get a 20x20 chunk so that our coverage, our 20x20 tent can cover that. Usually we'll do something that's like 28 across the front so we can have the speaker stacks on another 4-foot section, and mm-hmm. I have tents for those as well. But we try to rent out the stage and get it involved in events. And this one coming up, it would have been the week after Ragu, at Allegheny City Brewing. We're setting up a big stage right down on the north side in Pittsburgh, and it's an all female fronted show, and Jess can definitely tell you more about that. She's intimately involved with the whole thing and arranging of it, you know.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, we'll get to Jess in our next segment here. We want to give a sample of what you've been working on and what you mentioned here. Let's spin a tune from your band, Massive Hawk. Talk to us about recording Hold On Me.
So we've kind of approached it as, if we're going to record something, it's going to be reflective of what we play live. And so that's, everything is a live take, you know? So it's like you play through and try to get a live take that's worth mixing down and making, polishing up and putting up there. Really just not interested in doing click track, separate room, everybody playing, you know, try to solo to something that somebody else played without being in the same room at the same time. So that's, you know, it's
old school.
Yeah, basically we have stepped in there a few other times and it not quite landed and been like, okay, we got to play more gigs until we can step in the room and make it, you know, come out right. So,
yeah.
We've got a handful of them that landed well, and we've just been kind of mixing them down and putting them up there. So
cool. Well, we'll play Hold On Me, Massive Hawk first up, and then we're going to welcome Jess in because you're part of a band called Caffeine and Tourmaline, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll spin a tune on that. And talk a little bit about that as we kick off our show tonight. Lyle Borger, Jess Davis are with us, and we're going to get heavy on the Everyone and Their Mother Fest coming up in May that you're going to want to be at. This is going to be a really cool deal. We'll talk about some of the folks that are involved in it, what you're going to find, as we continue our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. This segment brought to you by Cummings. Here's Massive Hawk.
Thank you. so high. She's got a hold, yeah, hold on me. She's got a hold, yeah, hold on me. Sets my soul, yeah, she sets it on free. Give me what I, yeah, what I need. She's got a hold. It's on my face. She's got a hold, yeah, hold on me. Music to my soul, still makes my life full. She's got a hold.
Yeah.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions, building the scene of what is ahead in the month of May in particular, but also we'll be talking about Band Jam in August, and we'll build the scene, and Bill Damiano, that's exactly what they do. They help set the stage right and let people have a bit of a voice on what you're doing in the Western Pennsylvania music scene and beyond, and of course the Pennsylvania Rock Show, but also Bill Damiano's brand, Build the Scene. He can do a lot of work for you. If you're a band out there, need promotion, he's got a couple of avenues to help you out, and he's helping to present this segment of our show. Visiting with Jess Davis and Lyle Borger, talked pretty in-depth there with Lyle about what was going on, getting caught up, and Jess, it's great to welcome you into the show here, and we just heard your band, Caffeine and Tourmaline, and Flip Flops in the Mud. Talk to us about that, and I think we've got a birthday connection, too, we want to talk about.
Yeah. So this is actually the first release for Caffeine and Tourmaline, Flip Flops in the Mud. And this was an original tune that was kind of brought about because every ragu, Paul Seide is a good friend of ours. His birthday is coming up, and it's always Ragu weekend.
Okay.
And we, you know, he's one of those guys that just, he comes out, he supports shows. You'll see him at so many different local events, even though he's actually driving from pretty far out in Ohio. And it's just awesome. And he's just in the scene everywhere. And we wanted to give him a shout out, write him a song. And we've been thinking on it for a little while. And we show up at Ragu. Of course, we talked about the weather earlier. It was pouring down rain. I look over and he's wearing flip-flops and he's sliding all around. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you think that this guy who travels, who goes to all these shows would be like prepared, right? I don't know, maybe that's his idea of preparation, but he's sliding around and I take a picture of him. He doesn't even know. And I send it to Susie, our lead singer. And I go, hey, I think we've got our song idea. And literally that night, this is like Friday, we're playing Saturday at Regu. And Friday night, she sits down, she writes this song, just like one off, records it, sends it to me. I write a little keys part to it, and I'm like, let's do it. It's his birthday. And we just like on the fly played it for the first time on his birthday for Regu. So
really
we thought
cool.
That would be like a good song to kind of start releasing music.
That is really cool. Yeah, great story there. And Paul doesn't play in a band. He's just a fan.
He's just such a big fan. I mean, I see him everywhere, wow. Everywhere. He goes to just any live music that isn't on a day he has to work, I think.
That is really cool. Hey, the ultimate supporter. Love those. Takes every one of you to support the local music cause, which is cool. So your band, obviously you play keys.
Yes.
And do vocals. Tell us about the people in your band and how long you've been together as a band.
Let's see. We started, I think, in 2021 or 2022. And it started out as a girl band. And it was me and Susie who are still in the band. And the other girl, she started having kids and got a little busy. And I was in another band, another mother. Oh, my goodness. Brother from another mother. And, you know, we kind of started to fade out. We weren't doing as much. And I reached out to the drummer that I used to drum with, Keith King, who's from here in Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he started coming in. And then it was like the three of us. And since then, we've grown a lot. We have Mary Kay, who joined us on bass. And Yulia, who's joined us on lead guitar.
Very cool. Cool. Do you have a website or a fan page, anything?
Yeah, you can go to caffeineandtourmaline.com, and that'll be like all our socials and stuff are on there.
Cool. So Keith King, he's kind of
Trigger Happy Days.
I was going to say he's kind of becoming the Matt Ferranti. I see his name popping up in a lot of different entities. But Trigger Happy was a great band that we had on many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
Here, always fun. Keith's a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So this event that is coming up on Saturday, May 9th, Allegheny City Brewing, down on East Ohio Street, down on the north side, not too far from PNC Park, is going to be involving, just like we've been talking about, an all-day festival, but it's going to be all women-based.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it kind of started as Allegheny City Brewing reached out to Guild of Gaia, which is the other band I'm in, which is all women. It's an 11-piece band, which you can imagine doesn't just fit on any stage. So we're trying to figure out how can we make this show happen. We want to go down there and play. And they said, oh, well, we can rent out the parking lot that's right behind our building. It was like, okay, of course. So I'm like, hey, Lyle, so we own this stage. Why don't we like build a stage and like, you know, really do a big show? So I talked to some of the other girls in Guild of Gaia who also have projects where they do their original music. And I said, hey, you know, if we're going to build this stage, like let's pitch this all day throwdown. I had been doing these events called Tunes, Brews, and a Shopping Excuse, which the idea was to pop up at different breweries to have vendors and live music. And so that was kind of already an entity that existed. So I said, let's do that. The vendors, you know, there's a small vendor fee. It helps to fund all the extra bands beyond, you know, what the bar wants to do with one. With yeah. one band, so we can get more funding and really have a larger show. So we pitched that idea, and of course they were like, of course you should do a big throwdown. Let's do it. And so they've been really supportive, really just, you know, trusting me to take the reins and start booking a lot of good female musicians and have a whole show.
Tunes, Brews, and a Shopping Excuse. I love that. That is a great great theme to have.
Thanks.
So we'll come back to the event itself, but I've got to ask you now about the Guild of Gaia. How long that's been something happening, and how did that start? Just everybody chatting and playing at a gig?
So Sarah Haywacker, who is from the Rusty Haywackers and is in Bucket of Puppies, she hosted this girl jam at the Drunken Hippie back just a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And, you know, so a lot of the women who are now part of this band all showed up. And, you know, we had some other male support and stuff like that. And we just kind of showed up and had a big jam. And after the show, you know, Sarah started reaching out and she said, hey, we should do more of this. And I said, yeah, definitely. Let's reach out to more women who do different things. And we were able to kind of find a bunch of women everywhere from like Washington up to Erie, and really do a full band of just all women.
Wow. Okay. All right. Bucket of Puppies.
Bucket of Puppies. Love it. Yeah.
Well, we've heard Lyle mention them before because they've been at Ragu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
They're really good. Yeah. Really good. They're
Bucket of Puppies.
Down in West Virginia area.
I just wanted to say that on the air.
There's a bunch of curious names on this lineup for sure. Shrimp Hat and Bucket of Puppies. Yeah. And, you know, there's.
I love the creativity, though. But so do you always, when Guild of Gaia is performing, is it always going to be that 11 piece, or is it something that you can piece together and have at any time?
Yeah, so it's a little bit more fluid. We kind of have, we've only done a few shows so far, and so it's been a lot of the same core members, but we all have this agreement that if there's a gig opportunity and we have enough people to do it, if we just need to, hey, we need to sub in, you know, a new lead guitar player, we need another lead vocalist or a keys player, whatever, then we can just sub people out and reach out to more women. We also really like to collaborate and feature other women artists, so there's going to be a lot of collaborations happening at this show.
Fantastic. So the show itself, Everyone and Their Mother Fest is the name of it, and it runs what time on Saturday, May 9th?
So the show runs from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. We've got bands that are going to be kind of going back and forth between the Ragu Collective stage, and then also Allegheny City Brewing has a stage. Okay. So we'll have some in-betweener, smaller acts.
All right. And so we flew it all day. And then you said there'll be some artisans there and crafting and kind of things, displays available.
Yeah, yeah. So we have about 18 vendors that'll be set up. And like I was saying, they're really a huge support to this show. It's great to come out. It's the Saturday before Mother's Day. So there'll be a nice shopping market. Get your Mother's Day shopping done. And yeah.
What's the cost to attend?
Oh, that's a great question. So the parking pad has been helping us out a lot with this. Amy is just absolutely fantastic at helping us find grant money. And we've been working closely with Rachel, who's part of Guild of Gaia, and her business is 412 Clean Teams, which has helped us a lot with the accounting as we're finding grant money and sponsorship. So with the grant money and sponsorship that we found, we're able to do this for free.
Whoa.
Yeah. We really wanted to, you know, we want people to just come out and have fun, whether they, you know, have the money to or not. But if you do have the money, we are accepting sponsorships as for individuals. You can spend $30 or more. You can stop by the merch booth table and we'll have a little merch bundle for those people. And then we also are still accepting business sponsorships. And those start at $100, you know, and we'll give you a little shout out for that. So
how does somebody reach out to you to get more information on that?
I think the easiest way is actually to contact the Ragu Collective at gmail.com. I'll be able to, you know, reach back out with more information. So that's RAGGOO Collective at gmail.com.
All right. Ragu Collective at gmail.com for more information. Again, Everyone and Their Mother Fest, 1 to 10 in Allegheny City Brewing. It's down on East Ohio Street. Google it up. You'll find it. And it's going to be a great day to come out and see a whole bunch of different acts, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of women performers.
What she's not letting you know is they've got a whole female horn section. We're going to have a whole vintage keyboard set up.
I've been checking it out online
Oregon,
here, yeah.
Rhodes, you know. She says 11 pieces, but she's got a whole horn section and it's all female and you know, wow. Gonna have guests coming up and hopping up on songs. It's gonna be a real thing that you won't want to miss for sure.
Sounds really, really exciting. It's gotta be a lot of fun to play in that, Jess.
Oh, definitely. It's so much fun just to have like he said, the horn section, and we're bringing out the vintage keys. So I'll be playing organ, and my friend Mary, who is actually the bass player in Caffeine and Tourmaline, she's, you know, just a multi-instrumentalist. She'll be playing Rhodes. So it's going to be big.
It's going to be a special day. Well, we'll hope for great weather that weekend, May 9th. And I believe that's Mother's Day weekend, isn't it? I see mm-hmm. what you did here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great tie-in. And we're going to play a couple of songs, too, that are kind of tied into not only acts that we'll be playing there, but Guild of Gaia.
Yes.
So tell us about Shrimp Hat.
So Shrimp Hat is Rachel Naraki's band. Yeah. So it's her original music. I don't know. They're just a fantastic band from the Pittsburgh area. Rachel's an amazing person. Like I said, she's from 412 Clean Team, so she's just heavily involved with really making this show happen. So.
And they're one of the key partners that have come together for this, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Shrimp Hat plays from 5:30 to 6:30 on the Ragu Collective stage.
Okay. And then we're going to follow up Patty Spadaro.
Patty Spadaro, yeah. So Patty Spadaro, she's from Pittsburgh. She's a phenomenal songwriter, lead guitarist from Guild of Gaia. And we're featuring one of the songs that we'll be playing at the event.
Okay. Do you have a site for the event itself that people can go check out and see the band lineup or more
sure.
information?
So if you go to www.tunesbrewsandashoppingexcuse.com, do put the www. in front of that. That'll come up with the event page. There's a link if you want to be a sponsor there. You can check out the Instagram, the Facebook.
Be a great Mother's Day treat to take mom to this, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Saturday, May 9th at Allegheny City Brewing. Jess Davis, part of the Ragu Collective with Kyle Borger and the bands that you've mentioned as well, Guild of Gaia and Caffeine and Tourmaline. Jess, it's great to have you in the studio. A salute on the efforts to put all of this together. I hope you have great weather and hope you have a great turnout for this and it becomes a future thing multiple times over. It really, really
hope
is
so,
a cool
yeah.
event. So. But I love the Tunes, Brews, and Shopping Excuse.
Thanks.
Keep an eye out for that, because do you guys still do that as a pop-up entity then?
So we I'd taken a little bit of a hiatus, and it just came back this year. So,
okay.
Yes.
Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out, yeah.
Any breweries that want to pop up, shopping set up, and we can set up a stage, whatever you need, sound, hit her up.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll make it happen.
Great stuff. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing us
Thank
this
you.
Information and the music here today on our Grassroots
Bucket
Show.
Bucket of puppies.
Bucket of puppies. Well, we've got Shrimp Hat first, and then the Patty Spadaro Band here. And again, all connected to the Guild of Gaia. So make sure you're there for the Everyone and Their Mother Fest on Saturday, May 9th at Allegheny City Brewing. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
what it wants, won't show me how to get it. I feel like I'm losing my mind, losing control. Somebody show me a sign before I get too old. My heart is banging against my chest, just wants to be heard, I guess. I got nothing left to fight or doubt. I gotta live from the inside out. I wanna live out loud. I'm tired of working, waiting, and wearing you. Pushing, striving, hurting, hurrying. Daring.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, join 2B's Acoustic as they make their debut Friday, May 1st at the Wicked Rabbit Speakeasy, South Main Street in Zillianople from 7 to 10. And then Saturday, May 2nd, they'll be at Sandfly Brewing Company, South Main Street Extension in Punxsutawney from 6 to 9 p.m. Mark your calendar for the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak, Sunday, June 28th. This will be at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. Local music, basket raffles, a 50-50 and more. The Rock Done Right Tour takes a trek to the Butler Fairgrounds for the Corey's Cruise. Saturday, July 25th. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for more information. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd. Cooper's Lake Campground, the place to be again in August. Tickets are on sale now at bandjam.com. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Friday, May 1st, catch the Noble Hops live at the Butler Moose Lodge 64 for their bike night from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday, May 2nd, the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues featuring the Shiners at 9 p.m. with Miller Lite specials. It's a Rock Done Right tour stop. Saturday, May 2nd as well, the Noble Hops will be live at the Cowansville American Legion from 8 to 10. Stop on in for some straight-up American rock and roll. And also on Saturday, May 2nd, the House Concert Series continues at the Field House in Cabot with Zach Revito from 7 to 10. Sunday, May 3rd, the Noble Hops are live at the Pittsburgh Marathon. Why not sign up to run and run past the Hops? And Thursday, May 21st, join the Noble Hops with Radio 45 as special guests for Nazareth at Jurgles. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our final segment of the show tonight. It's the Grassroots Show, celebrating local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Thanks to Two Man Happy Hour and music from the 412. Well, we got a little sample of music from the Two Man Happy Hour last week with Jack Stevenson. You had a little on-location bite with him. And, man, that was a fun show. It was fun to get out and about via your visits last week.
Yeah, I wish we wouldn't have had the technical difficulties, you know, from the interview part there. But it was cool. It's a... You know, they got a neat thing going on up there. And I think one of the things we forgot to mention during that, just to throw this out, is they are opening in a downtown location also in that area on State Street somewhere along there. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that.
So, what the fans didn't know was okay. We got the interview on. You just didn't have your voice on that particular segment of it. Yeah. But we made up for that. So, you know, good stuff. But it was fun, too. I'm really anxious to get up to check out Twisted Elk because, man, first of all, she made me hungry, and I really want to try their beer.
Both are good. I highly recommend it for me there, I can tell you that.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, it's great to connect up everything from Pittsburgh to Erie, and we kind of even heard Jess Davis talking about that connection with the music. I mean, the scene is growing exponentially and has for a while now over the last decade, not just focusing on that Pittsburgh scene that we had so great many years ago, but the scene is kind of expanded to the tri-state area, which is really cool. I mean, thinking Biker's Brew House as well.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. In fact, our band jam this year, we've got bands from band from West Virginia, a band from Cleveland, musicians from Erie coming in. So we're hitting all the points we can there, and which maybe get a little more east and west, but we're doing what we can.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, I'd even see music for the Cure coming up on. Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry, yeah.
I was trying to think of what fruit I have. what's in my oats this morning was blueberries.
There you go.
I should have known that. Blueberry Hill coming up first part of August. It's going to be connected to Cleveland too with a band. So cool stuff. We'll have to talk with Steve about that. But that's all coming up. So yeah, there's a lot going on in the scene right now, and it's so cool to have so many different options, and we certainly hope that you folks will get out and support that, because not only are you supporting the local music scene and the local music, but you're supporting the places that are establishments that are putting it on, and that's so very important to support local businesses that way, to keep everybody strong and keep that scene continuing to grow.
And the music just keeps coming to us. Like, you know, we played a brand new song tonight from Called to Be Saints and a brand new song from Gary Burke, you know. And I know Ragged Company was recently in the studio with Jim Harpell at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And Jay Lynn's got more music coming out of there. So it's constantly happening, and we're surrounded by it. Lyle's been doing all this recording, new music from them, Massive Hawk. So it's all around us.
It really is. It's good stuff. And we're here to help celebrate it every Sunday night at 7. We appreciate you tuning in. Hey, don't forget our shows are archived, too, in case you miss it. Maybe, you know, I know we're getting into vacations in a time period. You can listen to it while you're on vacation, 977rocks.com. But you can also stream it the next day or whenever during the week because it's saved via the podcast, 977rocks.com.
And I know that's how a lot of people do it because the minute it isn't working, I start getting messages, which is cool because that tells me, okay, you know, this is something cool that hopefully we can keep providing because people do want to listen to it. Yeah. I understand maybe you're not always, you know, up for that on a Sunday night at 7. So having that ability is really cool.
Yeah, it is. And we need to know when things are.
Yes.
You know, we try to be on top of everything, but 24/7 is more like 19.5/7. At least for me. I got to sleep for at least 4 hours. So, hey, let's spin some Ingo Swann because I've even featured them on the Rock Fabric.
Yeah, and this one didn't play last week when we said it was going to, so we're going to have to spin it again here and give them a shout-out. They have a brand-new video out for this song, too, and it's called Penetration, brand-new single.
All right. Hey, let's follow that up and give a shout-out to our friend Nick Ziegler, Beaver County Hall of Famer. He's playing drums on a new cut from Tony Valentino, who was part of the Standells years ago. And I guess Tony has written this tune about a local kind of, I guess it's like a park area where horses ride around and it's a fun place to visit called Tam Beauty Fun. And so it's Tony Valentino singing. And Nick Z, listen to the Skins because you can hear a good sample of Nick Ziegler. Nick Z, thanks to getting in touch with us and keeping in touch in L.A.
And he does so much for helping to promote us, too, Bob. Yeah. That's really cool. I really appreciate that.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
As the man. I'm trying, yeah, really trying, one step at a time. It's Friday night, I'm walking around this town, Mutso Street, Mutso Creek, that's what I got. It ain't what I need, yeah, it ain't what I need. I need something that's guaranteed. Tim Booty Fun, take a walk in the park. Tim Booty Fun, buy some food from a cart. Tim Booty Fun, horses riding by. Tim Booty Fun, I can't touch the sky. Tim Booty Fun, I'm gonna give it a try, yeah. Nothing's gonna get me down in this Tim Booty Town. Nothing's gonna get me down in Tim Booty Town. Nothing. The world is lost tonight, with the little sign, everything's gonna work out right. You got that right, it just takes time, cause this has been such a good, 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 just a good day. It's a good day.
Tiny island, say. 'cause the life that lives is dead, and the wind screams Mary. Wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last, and the wind cries, Mary.
Then again it will be. No, the course may change sometimes. Rivers always reach the sea. But that's all right with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be.
Yeah.
never thought I'd see your face the way it used to be. Oh, darling, oh, darling.
Play a lot of different rock varieties.
You name it, they got it. They're amazing.
Your playlist.
I demand loud music and good music.
I can listen to them forever.
Your rock station, 97.7.